You hear plenty in the news about people who have complaints about the Federal Bureau of Land Management. Just Google BLM and forest in Oregon and see what you get. There are things to report coming out of BLM that are considerably lighter, and we get to talk about one of those now. BLM just gave a national award to a group in the Redding area for its dedicated volunteers and their work on a natural area. So let's meet Kathy Scott, who's the president of Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Jennifer Mata is here with us as well. She is the field manager at the BLM Redding Field Office. Thanks so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jeff, and good morning.
Good morning. Kathy, tell us first a bit about Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve, how it got started.
Well, we got started in 1988. Our founder, Dr. Eugene Clark, began organizing and looking to see if there was support for this type of an organization. Basically, we're an environmental organization. And some of our goals are to promote nature-related education. So we like to get people and children, of course, outside for nature-related education and recreation. We provide walking trails. And one of our big jobs was to help restore and protect the Adronomus fishery in Clear Creek.
And you have a salmon then, that sort of stuff in Clear Creek?
We do now. We didn't 20, 25 years ago.
Really?
Because of the damage that was done to the creek through the gold mining and later gravel mining.
So was it very silty sort of water, or were just what was the situation?
Well, and another thing that had happened was the Whiskeytown Dam had been built, so we were not getting gravel coming down the creek. And the creek bed had been dredged, so there were large gravel pits and braiding of the creek so that the salmon fry would get off into an area, and as the water began to drop, they'd be trapped someplace other than the creek.
So this was a big job at the beginning, for sure.
Huge job, yes.
And so how many people were involved with the original effort that had a chance to look at this and go, okay, we're in?
Well, we probably had 20, 25 people meeting and brainstorming originally, and that included other organizations like the Native Plant Society, Wintu Anabon, Shasta Historical Society, Carter House Science Museum, and the Sacramento River Consortium, as well as the County Office of Education.
Okay, so and for the folks that may not know the area, where are we talking about here? Where is Clear Creek?
Clear Creek is between Redding and Anderson, and you take Clear Creek Road to go out to the new Veterans Cemetery. That's probably the thing that would get most people's attention as to the location.
And so did the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve actually buy the land out there?
Well, we were just getting formed, and there was a 27-acre piece of property that we were interested in and trying to get funding, and it kind of went pretty quickly. They were wanting to sell. They had another buyer, and Mrs. McConnell from the McConnell Foundation stepped in and wrote a personal check to buy that 27 acres for us.
Wow.
BLM owns property downstream from us and upstream from us, and over the last 20, 25 years, they've acquired additional lands along the creek in order to be able to kind of control what happens in the creek with the restoration and after the restoration for the fish.
Wow. So let's bring in Jennifer Mata from the BLM. So how much land does BLM own around the 27 acres that the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve controls?
We manage about 5,000 acres in the Clear Creek corridor, and a lot of that has been acquired by the BLM since our last management plan was completed in the early 1990s.
And so the plan has to coordinate then between what the BLM holds and what the private holders hold, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a lot of interagency work, so not only with our partners like Horsetown Clear Creek, but also with other agencies out there to really put the restoration work in that area to see it all the way to fruition. We couldn't do it by ourselves by any means.
Was there ever discussion of BLM acquiring that chunk of land, the 27 acres?
I don't know. Kathy might be able to answer that.
I don't think there was. At the time that we acquired that, we acquired it in 91, and BLM was not quite to the point where they were beginning to acquire other lands along the creek. And sometimes it takes a while for BLM to go through those processes. So this was kind of an immediate need, and therefore the property was purchased, and we took title to it.
We're talking about the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve. It's hard to say fast, between,
yes.
at least in the morning, between Redding and Anderson, with Kathy Scott from the group and Jennifer Mata from BLM. So with all the work that had to be done there, Kathy, talk about the who mapped out the stages and how long did the work itself actually take?
The work has on the creek has been done in phases over a number of years. And the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District was involved in a lot of that. They're a quasi-governmental agency, and they're a grant-funded agency. So they applied for grants through the state and through the federal government, who agreed that this was a good location for a high likelihood of success. So they would get the grants, and they kind of oversaw the work. I'm sure BLM was involved in the conversations, as was Fish and Game, in order to determine how to do it. And in the beginning, the first phase was somewhat of an educational process.
Uh-huh.
They've learned a lot from phase to phase, and I believe the federal government was pleased to see some of that, and they're trying some of those same things on other creeks.
How big a creek is Clear Creek by say, midsummer?
I'm not quite sure how to define that. It's not a large creek.
Is it a trickle by say?
It's definitely more than a trickle, because the salmon are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have a spring run that comes in from the bay in the spring, and they swim all the way up, and they hold until the fall.
Mm-hmm.
To spawn, and then we have a fall run that comes through the bay in the fall, and they come up just about as far, and they begin spawning at about the same time. So there is enough water coming through the creek for the spawning activity.
So with the salmonids, you went from zero to what? What are the estimates on what the runs are?
I couldn't tell you. I'm going to take kind of a stab at it. I think that the fall run has been as big as 10,000.
Really?
The spring run is as small as 200. It's just a smaller group. And it's certainly not the largest run that we have in this area, but it has been improving at a greater percentage than some of the other runs.
That is impressive. So Jennifer Mata, it sounds like this award was really a long time in coming from the BLM. And what is the award?
So the award was recognition of their outstanding group achievement. So we honor throughout BLM different levels. So individual achievement, lifetime achievement. In this case, this was, I think, the first year of the group achievement award. So pretty special to be honored at a national level. There's I think maybe half a dozen or so awards given out across the BLM. So it was a pretty significant honor, and we're really glad to have them as partners.
It's called the Making a Difference Award. How much help can BLM give? I don't know what the staffing levels have been like in the trends in BLM Redding in recent years.
So that's, I think, the biggest thing about having partners like Kathy and the group at Horsetown Clear Creek is they really are, a lot of times, our eyes and ears, and they fill those voids for us, which a lot of times are things like interpretation and education events. Those are things that tend to either fall off the plate, not because we want them to, but because of staffing levels. So they really help us kind of fill that gap between what we can do and then also what they can help us offer to the community.
So, Kathy, how big is the group now, and how good is the feeling about getting this award?
Oh, we're just thrilled with it. We all volunteer because it's our passion, but it's always nice to get some recognition. We have 7 on our board of directors. We have a group of volunteers that help us with Adopt a Highway Cleanup quarterly. We have more volunteers that help us with trail maintenance. And we have volunteers who help us put on our hikes and interpretive events. We do about 8 hikes or interpretive events each spring and each fall, where we invite the public to come out for free and encourage them to bring the kids along so that the kids get outside to see nature in the works.
Place and group bear the same name, Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve. Kathy Scott is the president of the group. It also now bears an award called Making a Difference, a national award from the BLM. Jennifer Mata also joined us. She's the field manager for the BLM Redding office. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
All right. Take care.
You.